dang electronic media in Houston. Egg all over their face.
Yep.
As they incorrectly reported. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, incorrectly. It was false.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
that A&M had a coach already.
They had a coach that would be named, well, it's supposed to have been named by now.
Yeah.
Right?
Didn't happen, did it?
Yeah. No, no.
Have you checked the war?
No.
Yeah. Well.
Didn't happen. That's a big oops on them.
Yeah, well. So
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And it's a radio station, too. Of
see,
all time.
I mean, really. You can't trust those radio people. They're all pond scum.
You're right.
I thought it was a TV station that reported. I thought KHOU reported it, too.
Well, it was a real. Well, I just saw CBS Radio 610. Mm. Was where I see it.
Maybe I saw CBS Houston, and I just immediately thought television. Yeah. So my apologies to KHOU and its parent company, Belo Corporation.
It was wrong.
Please don't kill me.
Yeah, right. It was wrong. And no, if it was Clear Channel, you'd have to worry for your life because they're everywhere. As far as the rain is concerned, this stuff is it's letting up some. Now, folks, over once again, our neighbors getting heavier rain than we are. Booger County's getting a good washing again this morning.
But you know,
they need a worship.
Not going to complain.
For what we've had over the... Well, and not only not going to complain for what we've gotten, but how we've gotten it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It has been slow and steady. This is exactly the type of rainfall we need.
Yeah. It has. It has. And it held off for the most part for the parade yesterday, which was nice of Mother Nature, too.
Yeah, yeah. All I heard is they had some surly guy lining the floats up. I don't know.
No, everything went fine yesterday.
Did it?
Well, except for that one person.
Yeah.
But other than
there.
Who was not in the Christmas spirit. But he wasn't part of the parade.
Oh, did y'all have like a crasher or something?
Protester?
Occupy the BCS Christmas parade?
No, every year people drive into campus. They don't know about the parade. They want to go to their parking place, they always go. Uh-huh. And we have to very nicely tell them, I'm sorry today, these lots are closed.
Don't you know who I am?
And this particular fellow, wanted to speak ill of one of the Corps of Cadet members and told it to me and did a little wheelie and sped through the parking lot. And
a wheelie?
Yeah, a little.
Was he riding a bicycle?
He screeched his tires. So anyway, but that was really the only, but I was very, very nice.
Well, did you snap a picture of their license plate?
No. He peeled out too quickly for that.
Okay.
I think I might have shaken my fist at him or something.
Fist shaking. How old a person was
there? Oh, I'd say he was in his 30s or, 40. Oh, yeah. But he had his wife with him. And his wife was just plenty embarrassed.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
He got an earful.
He did. He did. Yeah. He was screaming at the Corps guy, then screaming at me.
Yeah.
And his wife was just slapping him and saying, stop that. Stop that. Stop that. You act nicer than that.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. He got an earful.
It's what you get when you get liquored up and go to the holiday for a Christmas parade, isn't it? Dang. See?
Yeah, that's right.
Did you get to drive the Gator yesterday?
Oh, yeah. I Gatored everywhere.
Oh, that's
I Gatored everywhere.
That's
you wonderful. Don't have a driver for that by now? I think you should probably have a driver.
I even Gatored across university to McDonald's to get myself a cup of coffee.
Now, see, now,
that
wait
was a
minute.
Lot of fun.
That is using the Gator for personal services.
Well,
you can't do that.
It wasn't an A&M Gator. It was brought to you by the fine folks at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment.
Does it have a big orange flag on the back of it so they know where you are at all times?
No, it's not a nerdy Gator. It's just a Gator. Yeah.
Note to Ben, you can put a GPS on that next year.
Well, I needed a cup of coffee.
Strobing light.
Tom gets a little time, and next thing you know...
They're holding court at McDonald's.
Yeah. Well, it was slow in the morning because people didn't arrive until late.
Did you get him a Griddler through or what are they called?
Griddler.
No, just got me a cup of fancy frothy coffee.
Oh, did you?
Did you go through the drive-thru in the Gator?
No.
That'd have been great.
That'd have been awesome.
But you used a parking place, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I used a parking place.
Wait a minute. That's not legal for street use.
Can't catch me now.
That's good. No, statute of limitations doesn't run out on that yet. Well, that's good. So what time did things wrap up at the parade?
For me, they wrapped up about
3:30.
I'm not
talking about you. I'm talking about the parade.
I don't know
how long it takes. Okay.
It took about an hour and a half, it stepped off at 2. So I guess it was probably by the reviewing stand by about 3:30, I'm thinking.
Cool.
About an hour and a half. But everything went smoothly. There were some no-shows, as you would imagine, because of the weather. But in my particular lot, there was only one no-show. So I don't know about the other lots.
Okay.
But I think it all went well. And like I say, the rain pretty much held off. There was a little sprinkle now and again.
Oh, and I guess the replay was last night, huh?
Yeah, last night from 7 to 9.
Did you capture it, Chase?
Negative.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There were other stuff going on yesterday, too.
Yeah, there was.
The choral music department over there at A&M had their big Christmas concert.
Yeah. What's up with that?
I heard they had a good. Events. I heard they had a good crowd there.
Yeah, well, they usually do.
Yeah,
it's and again the weather was spirited,
frightful.
So that
uh-huh.
helped out. Yeah,
yeah,
and I think they had the big Christmas bazaar thing going on at the Brazos Center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that went.
My wife went to that on Saturday.
Yeah, I went on Sunday. That's kind of a tradition mm-hmm. thing. We do that now that our kids aren't at home to annoy us to go to the parade. We do that instead. Yeah.
Anyhow. I don't want to go stand around with a bunch of people. Are there going to be people there?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Well, I don't want to talk about any of this stuff.
What, the politics?
Yeah.
Well, we got one last person in the old race.
You know.
And we got a debate coming up in about 6 days, right?
He opens up new headquarters, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He and his wife get off the bus. They're playing music so that he can say he's suspending his race.
Oh, man. And during the speech, I'm sitting there yelling. I'm saying, come on, get to it. I mean, he gives a campaign speech and then says he's not campaigning anymore.
By the way, now that he's not in this anymore, it seems to be some talk going around. Starting to hear some things about Mr. Kane. For instance, one former staff member says he had a hard and fast rule, and that was do not speak to him unless spoken to.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, you mean among his staff?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yep. Hmm. Idea was that he might need to be preparing for his next answers, or in his case, maybe extracting his foot from the last thing that he said. But yeah, the policy... As this staffer told ABC News, quote, it's the same policy for any Secretary of Defense or four-star general. You don't talk to them unless they talk to you, generally. Sometimes you get guests in the car and they want to talk and talk and talk, and then Mr. Kane wants to prepare for the next interview or the next speech. He's very engaging, so it can be a distraction, but after a while he gets to the point where he doesn't want to talk but wants to prepare for what's coming up next. There you go. And once again, if that's the worst thing about him that we haven't found out yet, then that probably would be good.
Excuse me. We just got this call from a woman said that she had a 13-year affair. Don't tell him.
No. Yeah. Don't do that.
Unless he asks, you don't volunteer.
Don't tell him about that call.
Yes, and today's subtlety award goes to the Rick Perry camp, who pretty much tweeted out, I would urge any Kane fans looking for a true outsider with a solid conservative record and a clear vision for America to give Perry a look.
Translation. Excuse me.
Yeah.
No chance.
Send me money. No, that's the translation. George Will with a very interesting column over the weekend. He is on to John Huntsman. And it's interesting because Huntsman is very conservative. He mm-hmm. is very conservative. Has not gained any traction and needs to desperately. But remember, this was a guy who was in the Obama administration. And in a lot of ways, the problem is there's no sizzle to this guy. I mean, just none.
No, you're
now,
right.
Now, he's got some hot-looking daughters who have done YouTubes that have gone, well, no, they've gone viral. I mean, they really have.
He has one hot daughter.
Okay. Well, they dress the other two up, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, from the right angle, it'll work. But, if they could get 10% of the people who've watched that to support their dad, then, you know, he might be able to go on beyond Iowa. But don't see that happening. And then who was it? Tom Coburn threw a nudie poo on the
bus. Oh, did he ever?
Man.
Did he ever?
Said he didn't like his leadership style very
much.
No. So. And Rick Santorum says his time's coming.
Really, Rick?
Rick Santorum. He said they put these little spikes on these people, and they last about 4 weeks. And he said, I see nudity about week three.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
well, he's got to say anything.
Well, yeah. Right. Are you listening? Hello, I'm over here. Give me a microphone.